Dave Spadaro here inside our Xfinity studio. We get another perspective of the news during the bye week. Todd Bowles in, Juan Castillo out as defensive coordinator, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. Merrill Reese joins us. Merrill, let's first talk about what this means moving forward with Todd Bowles in command. What would you like to see more of from this defense?
Well, I'd like to see more of a shutdown defense, Dave. I'd like to see a defense that can take command of a game at the end of a game with the lead and finish it. And this is what this defense hasn't done. They haven't been able to finish games. And, of course, we would like to see a defense that puts not just pressure on the quarterback, but puts the quarterback on the seat of his pants. No sacks in three games is absolutely unimaginable.
Yeah, and to me, Merrill, that's the most stunning part of this whole season, six games into it for the defense. Where is the pass rush pressure gone? I mean, you've seen defensive linemen fall off the cliff, as they say. Do you sense that this pass rush punch is just too old up front?
I don't sense that it's too old. I can't imagine that you have had that kind of decline by people like Trent Cole or Jason Babin, who had all of those sacks last year. I can't imagine that they suddenly lost their knack for getting the quarterbacks. I don't know what has happened. Obviously, some of it has to be scheme.
Merrill, what kind of impact do you think this has throughout the locker room? The immediate impact for these football players who are sitting here during their bye week, all of a sudden, they're going to come back to work on Monday with a new boss in front of the room.
Well, it's got to have a big impact, as everything has had impacts. You know, each week where the special teams hasn't done well, they've dropped one player. They dropped Brian Rowe, and they brought in Adrian Moten, and they dropped Adrian Moten, and they brought in Jason Williams. So they are moving people, and they are basically saying, if you don't produce, you're gone. And this is the first time they've said it to a coach. This is the first time they've made a move, not just a coach, but the defensive coordinator. And it's tough, Dave, because all of us who are around the Eagles, all of us who have spent time over the last decade plus with the Eagles, realize that Juan Castillo is a wonderful, wonderful person and one of the most hardworking individuals on the face of the earth. And nobody put more into the job or had more heart or desire to succeed. But at the same time, it is a business. And we've seen this with head coaches, and we've seen this with assistant coaches, and now it hits with the defensive coordinator. And it's a move, obviously, Andy Reid felt he had to make. It's a dramatic move. It's a major move. But Andy Reid knows all about the stakes.
And Merrill, speaking of Andy, I mean, you know, you're very close to him. Did you have any sense at all that this was coming?
None. Absolutely none. You knew yesterday, Dave, when you listened to Andy at the press conference, that something was up. When Andy uses words like not at this present time or not at the moment, then you know something is going to happen. He didn't say, no, Juan Castillo is my defensive coordinator. He said, not today, not at this moment. So you knew that there was a move in the offing. Whether that was going to be the move or whether it was going to be a switch where Juan would be in another area, but you knew something more than cosmetic was about to occur.
Merrill, what do you know about Todd Bowles? It's been not a whole lot of time to get to know him. He's a quiet man. Have you had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with him?
Not a lot, but I do know Todd, and I have spent time with him, had a long conversation with him in Arizona. He's an extremely bright guy. He's a guy, Dave, who 2 years ago, if the Eagles, after Sean McDermott left, if the Eagles had announced that Todd Bowles was the new defensive coordinator, none of us would have blinked. We would have said, good, let's see what he can do. He's certainly ready for the job. He's qualified. He's done A, B, C, D, all the right things to lead up to the job of defensive coordinator. And add to that the fact that he was so highly thought of in Miami that he was named interim head coach when they let go of Tony Sperano last year. So I think Todd Bowles is an eminently qualified defensive coordinator.
Merrill, can the season be saved?
Yes. Just look at the records, Dave. They're 3-3. They're really, the Giants are what? The Giants are 4-3. So the Eagles are 3-3 right now. That's it. So certainly the season can be saved. And I really think that this team has a shot to go a long way. Look at the Giants last year. They snuck in on the last day, went to the playoffs at 9-7, and now they hoist another Lombardi trophy. The talent on this team is good enough. Now, I'm not saying that I don't have concerns. Principally, Dave, I'm very concerned about the personnel on the offensive line. I think this is an area that has to be addressed and addressed immediately. But overall on the roster, they have great skill position players. They have a lot of defensive talent. This defense has to be improved, has to be better than what they've been.
Well, Merrill, we've got 10 games to go in the regular season. We thank you very much for your time. It is never boring, for sure, around the Philadelphia Eagles. Merrill, thanks so much.
Okay, Dave. Thank you.